So my children, it's been a good while since I see you. And all the readings today kind of hit me hard because I just got back from what I would call a deployment. I was able given the opportunity to be with our military members going out to support our military allies as well as those who are protecting the world. And in the region of the world where I was in, which I cannot tell you, Christians would be a minority. So to be a Christian in that part of the world would mean that you don't always have the advantage to practice your faith. And there are consequences of being a Christian in that part of the world. Oftentimes, living in America, we expect freedom of religion, or we expect all these things to be given to us. But that is the very American point of view. Not everybody shared that same view. And today, we hear in the first reading, Saul, before his conversion, was persecuting the church. And when he was persecuting the church, Jesus didn't ask him, "Why did you persecute the church?" He asked Paul, "Why are you persecuting me?" Jesus identified each and every one of you and me as his body, belonging to him. So when one Christian is being persecuted, when one Christian is being challenged, we are united in Christ's very own pains and suffering. My children, you're going to Catholic school, which means you're given an opportunity that is much more than what other people are having. You get to get a Catholic education as well as to grow in your faith of what it means to be a disciple of Christ. And that have consequences. You don't get to go to Catholic school just because you're better than other people. No, I hope that you get to go to Catholic school remembering that Catholic school is providing you an opportunity to deepen your faith. If you go to La Purissima Catholic school and your faith hasn't grown, then we need to ask ourselves as educators and as people of faith, we have failed you in some way. I pray that my children, you who are sitting here, recognize that how beautiful our faith is, and our faith and its decision have consequences. Being a Christian is not always popular, and at times we will be persecuted, at times we will be ridiculed, at times we will be unpopular, and at times we will be questioned, why do you do these things? Why do you believe in some God that do not exist? Or why do you do this and that? Sometimes we be made fun of when we go somewhere outside and we do the sign of the cross when we eat, or whenever we just live our faith. We will be ridiculed, questioned as being outdated or somehow not with the world. But remember that, my children, this world will never understand us fully. Why? Because they do not understand God. But I hope that by going to Catholic school, by learning more about your faith, you're able to understand and appreciate what faith has done for you and for me. It's given us an opportunity to know Jesus, to fall in love with Jesus, as well as to follow Jesus. Today, Jesus said in the gospel reading, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood have eternal life." I am a priest today, not because of anything else. I am a priest today it's because Jesus loves me, and it's a response to his love for me. And I hope the same thing for you. I hope that many of you who are sitting here, at least one of you might become a priest, or at least one of you might become a brother or sister who wear the habit, who serve the church. In a day and age, my children, where everybody wants to be popular, there to choose the unpopular route, the least walk route, the least popular route, by loving Jesus, by following him, and allowing your faith to change you, to change your classmate, to change your family, and hopefully change the world as well.